Anita Lucchese of Eureka manages the largest database tracking missing and murdered North American Indigenous women. She has listed about 3,000 cases that she regularly updates. And she does it pretty much on her own.
It's just me and my little sister.
Lucchese is a descendant of the Cheyenne tribe and a survivor of domestic violence. She stumbled onto this project accidentally when she searched for an accurate list of these cases, which, it turns out, doesn't exist.
There are plenty of lists available online, but none of them match. None of them are updated frequently, and none of them are very thorough.
So Lucchese started compiling the data herself. She made public records requests through policing agencies, and she mined social media and newspapers. The spreadsheet includes basic facts about the victims: name, date of birth, tribal affiliation.
But it also includes information on the case itself, so when and where it happened, if any violence was done to her body after she was killed, if there was an instance of, like, domestic violence or...
She says she wishes the federal government tracked this information. Maybe through research it could find potential solutions. But it doesn't. Not until 2010 did the U.S. Department of Justice study the issue. It showed that 4 in 5 Native women have experienced violence in their lives, and 97% of those assaults were committed by non-Natives. For Lucchese, the issue stems from American culture.
We live in a society that really dehumanizes Indigenous women, and we've had generations that have learned from media and from policy that you can do whatever you want to a Native woman and get away with it.
She's referring to a 1978 Supreme Court decision that took away the ability for tribes to arrest or prosecute non-Native people who commit crimes on tribal land. That means if a non-Native man were to rape or murder a woman on a reservation, the tribe essentially can't touch him. And the surrounding neighbors know that. Here's attorney Mary Catherine Nagel, a member of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma.
You know, you talk to some folks and they know, the folks on the street know, you go commit a crime as a non-Native on this reservation and the tribal government can't arrest you.
So when someone on a reservation calls the police, who responds? That depends on the tribe, which state it's in, and the crime itself. But most of the time, the response is slow.
I know multiple examples of women living in tribes up in Alaska, and they've been raped or someone's been assaulted. They call the police. The state police show up maybe 3 days later.
It didn't always used to be this way. Tribal governments once had full jurisdiction. That is until the Supreme Court ruled that tribes don't have power over non-Natives, even when they commit crimes on reservations. That decision wasn't revisited until 2013, when the federal court said some tribes can handle domestic violence cases. But that's it.
It doesn't cover stranger sexual assault, rape, or anything else.
That's Tribal Counsel Brent Leonard of the Umatilla Tribes in Central Oregon. They've been testifying in front of Congress asking for a full restoration of tribal court power. The Umatilla Reservation is one of the few that can handle domestic violence cases involving non-Natives. And so far, it's been working out for them. Leonard says the number of women reporting their assaults has jumped by about 300%, and almost all of them have led to convictions.
So it's been a huge improvement in terms of just victims coming forward, and hopefully because they feel safer, and they are safer to do so.
There are policies in the works to restore some tribal court power, but none of them are a full restoration. Even back in its 1978 decision, the Supreme Court recognized the high rates of crimes committed by non-Natives on reservations, and it invited Congress to weigh in on the matter. That was 40 years ago. Leonard says he doesn't understand why Congress won't consider a full restoration.
I have no idea. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me that tribes can't just prosecute all crime. That just seems ludicrous to me. So I have no idea why people have serious problems with that.
Still, the Umatilla tribes and Native women advocates will continue asking Congress to reverse that decades-old court decision. Perhaps after the midterms, they'll be testifying in front of Native Congresswomen. April Ehrlich, JPR News.